Hello, everybody. Fusion here. This week on PFA, we're going to go and talk a little bit about the interview with Square Enix Global President Yoichi Wada, talking about some of the MMOs that Square Enix has coming up. We go a little bit into Endgame from the forums, emails, all that good stuff. Hope you enjoy the show.
Cat Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to episode number 83 of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
And I'm Squigalicious.
Alright, we should have a interesting show for you this week. Lots of lols and raffles coming your way.
Laffle?
Laffle?
What's a
did you say laffle?
No, I said it's like, raffles it's, and lols.
I heard laffle.
Raffles.
I'm confused.
Raffles? Raffles?
Okay, now that we're all
having raffles, what? Where do I get a ticket?
Do I get a ticket for the raffle?
It was my ticket!
Raffle tickets. All right, let's get started. First of all...
Yes, please.
Yes. Square Enix Products decided they wanted to start making mascot straps and make them available at the online store there.
Woohoo!
They've actually been on the store for a while. I think they were just like out of stock or something.
Really?
So either like they decided to make more or they decided to mention it because people like weren't buying them or something, but I don't know. They're like $6 or $7, so they're pretty cheap. But the catch is, you need to spend, I think it's like $23 or $25 minimum in the store.
That's kind of dumb.
Which is really
nothing.
Stupid. Yeah.
You would have to buy like two keychains and then buy the strap. And they have like a goblin strap and like a mandragora strap. And I really don't know really what you would use it for except to just tell your friends, hey, look, I got a mandragora strap.
I mean, you have to buy at least like...
Check out my mandrag!
You need at least three items from the store because...
Or as Fusion would say, mandragora. Anyways, they also have like... you'd have to buy like the baby chocobo plush and a keychain.
Yeah, it's like kind of ridiculous. I wonder if they're like importing them from Japan or something.
Lame Squeenix.
Probably.
It's kind of stupid, but alright, I'll go with it. I like Final Fantasy stuff.
Well, they're kind of cool, but oh well.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Right, moving on. Alright. Secondly, under community news, we have found out that Square, in response to the issues that they were having with hacked accounts and such, if you still have in your possession the original registration codes and whatnot for Final Fantasy XI, and you were a victim of this, they will be able to lock your account for you.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, with all this stuff that was happening a couple of weeks back, with some page and all that stuff, people's accounts getting hacked into and seeing all their stuff taken from them, you can call them up and they'll freeze your account. There's been talk about a possible character rollback, so, you know, it'll put you back right where you were before your account was, hacked into.
Right.
I guess they're saying that there's supposed to be some new policy coming out soon to deal with hacked accounts, which is, I think, something long overdue.
My thoughts on that are like, what are they going to do, like, make it a policy that you're not allowed to like hack other people's accounts because that.
Well, that wouldn't do. I mean, there's a policy to not use third party.
Okay, that wasn't as funny
too,
the second time, but it was funny the first time.
No.
Yeah, we had to record. This is take two. We had an issue earlier. anyway.
Anyways. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on and, we'll go from there. All right, second on the community news, we have there was an interview with Yoichi Wada, who, if you do not know who Yoichi Wada is, he's the Square Enix global president.
Whoa.
That's like he's of like, the wow. Earth.
Of the
That's
Earth.
The big dog.
That's pretty
cool.
Anyways, they sat down with him, and they were asking him some questions about Final Fantasy XI and about you know, MMOs in general, about the market and that kind of thing. I thought it was pretty interesting. I don't know, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think the one of the more important things in this is that they said that they've been, you know, they've prepared a few MMOs, like a few, meaning more than one, that they've actually been messing around with. So, I mean, you know, whether this is going to be, you know, stuff... I mean, I remember a couple months back at GDC, Tanaka said that the White Engine is almost done, and, you know, it's almost ready to be shown to the public. So whether it's going to be, you know, whether all of these MMOs that they're, you know, supposedly working on are going to use this new engine for next gen or not, you know, is kind of unknown right now.
News. I would definitely like to know what they're working on. Like, I wish I could get, like, a backstage pass to just see
totally
the projects that they're working on. Check out the article. It's really cool. They asked them some really interesting questions about, you know, the market and whatnot. But leading right into our next little bit of news, Square Enix kind of, or I don't know if it was actually official. Was it official?
No.
No. Okay, unofficial announcement that there's this free-to-play MMO coming to beta in North America here in January sometime, or
early 08.
Anyways, it's called Concerto Gate, and I don't know if that's what it'll be called here.
it's very interesting looking game. It's definitely got this like free
looks
look
to
about
me
it,
like. An MMO sort of like Animal Crossing, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, but it's very colorful. It's very cool looking. If I get a chance to, I'm going to definitely see if I can't check it out.
Yeah, I guess this is actually a sequel of an MMO that's been popular. I think they said it in Asia. So, you know, it could be interesting to see. Obviously, this isn't using their next-gen engine.
It looks actually like sort of Wind Waker.
It's kind of like Animal Crossing, cel shaded, like Harvest Moony. Like it's kind of this weird
sort of Wind Waker, yeah. Sort of.
It'll be very interesting though. The article mentions that there's going to be random encounters, which is something I don't think any MMO has right now.
Yeah, that's like definitely
to like, you know, Final Fantasy VII, just walking around, monster like pops
okay,
up
let me
out
get
of nowhere.
Your opinion real quick. Random encounters, yes or no, Fusion?
No.
Like, as just in a game in general,
no.
Not in MMO, just in general. No.
Unless there's some ability to avoid them, no.
Okay, what about you, Chin?
I gotta go with no.
No? Why?
No, because I'm like in like all Final Fantasy games that have them, you're like, all right, I need to run back to do this because I didn't do it and I was supposed to. So you're running back and it takes you like 4 hours because it's just like...
You're sitting there playing, like someone comes in and it's like, hey, we're going out to eat. You want to go? Yeah, let me go back to the save point. You go and all of a sudden... It's like, no, get out of here. You try to run away, but the monster kills
you. You just pause it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
What about you, Squig?
Definitely no, because... I can think of like all kinds of times in several Final Fantasy games where I'll be running trying to find something. It's always me trying to find something.
And then like
and
right
then, like,
as you get there?
Later, 5 seconds later, I go into a random encounter. So I go ahead and I do the fight. And then I'm completely turned around from where I was before. So I get back to where I need to get back on the path. And then another random encounter. And then I'm like, okay, WTF. No. Random encounter is bad.
You're like, F this, I quit.
I'm not, you know, I'll be very curious to see how it plays into an MMO type of game.
Too. As far as random encounters for me, like, I don't mind them because I come from the old school. I've come to expect random encounters. The only time that it gets really annoying for me is, like, when I'm lost. Like, if I'm going totally the wrong direction.
Just looking around, trying to get your bearings, and you're like, is that something off in the tree?
Like, wait a minute. Is that something over
the thing, like,
path? Oh, no, random encounter. Okay, and you finish
like
with that
one. When they
happen,
when you're actually, like progressing through the story, you're like, okay, whatever, I probably need to level up anyway.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But when you're running back and stuff like that, like, come on.
Have you guys seen, there's like a, like, I think it's a Flash
irritating.
Video out there of like here's... random encounters.
All random encounters.
I think it's like, from like 7. I'll have to find it. I'll forum it.
Random encounters brought to you by Pet Food Alpha.
Yeah.
We have, I recently started playing Final Fantasy III, which is like back to the whole...
Oh, that's even more annoying.
Okay, well, After I found that, like, after playing 11, my tolerance for random encounters is a lot more. Like, I don't mind being stopped and just, you know, getting into a battle and leveling up and doing the grind kind of thing. Whereas before, I was like, this is kind of annoying because I'm just trying to get from here to the cave over there. And, you know, I can't do it without getting
into
five.
It's like two squares away, but you hit somehow magically, like, 57 friggin' random encounters. You're like, what's going on?
I love how, like, in the game, you think you can get by the random encounters by going left and then going, stopping, and then hurrying up.
I've done that so much. When I think it was when I first started playing 7, I would do that. I'd, like, do, like, figure eights. Like, maybe they won't get me.
They wouldn't get you if you're doing the figure eight, mate.
Can't hit a moving target.
Can't hit a moving target.
Yeah. Yes, I can. And then the little, like, sound goes, and you're like, God damn it! Throw your controller at your dog or something.
Yeah, at OhioCon, they have I don't know that they had it this year, but they usually have a panel called Random Encounters, and, like, it's basically, like, two people or four, actually it's like four people will get up and, like, they'll just, like, do a mock battle and just be, like, random people. You'll have, like, Naruto and a black mage versus, like, you know, like, two other random people, but it's totally fun.
Then, like, someone pulls out a 12 gauge. I win.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like Vincent will come up and it'll be like, you know.
Someone just pulls out like this really cheap looking remote, be like, there are bombs under the floor. If you do not give the match to me, you will die. Dude, how weird would that be? I'd be like, oh my god, are they really? Like, did he put someone under the floor?
Like, I'm leaving.
That'd be weird.
Screw this.
He pushes the button and like a firecracker goes off.
We should do the random encounter thing as a from the forums one of these weeks.
It'd be interesting. We'll work on that for next week, maybe.
Alrighty, yes. Then let us continue, shall we?
Right. Okay. Another thing for the news. It's I guess this has been around for a really long time. I was over at the wiki forums and I had found a thread that had mentioned this on the Japanese Play Online site. They have a friend list application that you can download. Granted, like, it, you know, it's from the Japanese site, so it's all in Japanese. But basically, it's your friends list. You can send messages and stuff right from your desktop. It'll inform you of when you get messages, of when people log in, which is really nice. I don't know why it's never made it to North American release. I don't know if it
looks
wasn't
really
big.
Cool.
It's really cool.
And stuff. Yeah, maybe they're working on it. Maybe they're working on it. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
I will, but I guess I was someone in our forum said this has been out since like COP release.
Oh,
wow!
So, you know, I think they're not even. What's up?
You did skip over the PFA news, by the way.
Oh, I did, and I made that too. That's pretty
bad.
Man,
you're the one that put all the time into it.
I don't know, dude. It was like 5 a.m. I was awake for some reason, buzzed on Mountain Dew and eating Cheez-Its, and I was like, I should make a comic.
Oh, man.
I hate that.
And then I'm like, we haven't made fun, you know, of Shin enough this week with like the whole sleeping thing, so like I should take a stab at her in this comic too.
You're such a jerk face.
I am.
Jerk face.
You're a raging jerk face.
Wow.
I deserve that.
Okay. Yes. Comic, it's good. Friend list tool, hope it comes to the US, because that'd be kind of cool too.
Yeah, I mean, it's in Japanese. It's if you've used Play Online, which obviously everyone has probably if you're listening to this,
it's
the same layout. You're not going to have that much of a problem using it, so check it out. We got the link up.
Wait, wait.
What?
What? What's Play Online?
What?
Huh?
Do you know what would be really cool is if I could have like a friends list plus on my cell phone.
They might have that in Japan too. Who knows?
They probably do have it in Japan.
They probably do. That would.
I want like the Final Fantasy XI Messenger. Remember a while back they had the survey for the Link Shell community beta.
Yeah.
And there was like one of the options was like a feature to talk to like people in game like from the website.
Yeah.
They should make like a messaging program.
They should.
That would be cool as hell.
That would be really cool, actually.
I think a lot of people would use that.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, I would. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Woot.
Anyway.
Oh.
That'd be cool.
All right, well, that'll take us right into our in-game. So, since we don't have a guest, I suppose we will choose one of the ladies to go first. Fusion X, why don't you...
No, well, I'm thank you, sir.
I'm snap.
Kindly go.
Yeah. Jin, how about you?
Me? Well, my computer was down for 2 days. But,
it worked.
Got fried. And during those 2 days, my link shell actually got a Cerberus, and they killed their first Bahamut version, too.
Nice.
So that's really cool, yeah. We got our fifth Ace's Helm, and we're like 5 out of 6.
I'm going to move over to Carby so I can get one of those.
And one of my buddies, he's a leader of another link shell. His link shell's like 0 for 22 or something ridiculous.
Like they haven't had it drop or they haven't killed it?
No, they've killed it plenty of times.
Okay.
They just haven't had it drop. So we're like, what? Other than that, not really anything. I got a new job still, so still at that job, so working a lot.
Word.
Word. Nine.
Nice. Squig, what have you been doing in game?
I'm kind of busy this week. Got my red mage up to 52, and that was very, very painful, because I don't know what happens to parties in the 50s, but they seem to forget everything that they ever learned about the job, or maybe everything that they never learned about the job. I had one party where we moved from Quicksand Caves to Kuftal Tunnel, and 3 of my party members had never been to Kuftal, and they didn't know that crabs aggroed. So I got all the way to Kate Terrigan's zone, because that's where our camp was going to be, looked and saw that 3 people were dead, so I had to go all the way back to the big entrance.
No. I want to say I was in that boat before.
And so I raised, they died in one of the worst places, but you know, we didn't have a black mage, we didn't have tractor or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was sub white mage, so I'm like, great. So they were in the worst place, but I raised them, 2 of them got up, and then one of them, when I raised him, I'm like, don't get up, because there was a crab right on top of him.
And he got up, right?
And he got up, yes. And he died again. So
nice.
I finally got him up to the camp, and it was 51s and 52s, and they could not kill the crab. It ended up killing me. So like, thanks for the vokes, and I left. But got a chance to party with a 51 or 52 scholar.
Wow.
And I'm kind of looking forward to getting my scholar up there. I got my scholar to 33. Let's see, what else? We did some sky. Let's see. We did a dynamis quiff and run, which went pretty well.
Nice. Okay.
Except for getting killed by krakens.
Ooh.
Krakens get very, very cranky when they wake up. today's run, we went and killed, Suzaku and Bayako, and I finally got my kitty pants.
Aww.
Yay!
I am very, very...
Pants.
And so I had to try them out in a merit party tonight.
I'm jealous.
Yes.
Very,
yes.
Very jealous.
Finally was able to sell the little MC Hammer pants I've been using for the last, I don't know how long, since I got the 70.
Kitty so, pants. For those of you that don't know, I think she's just referring to Bianco's Hidate, correct?
Yes, I did. and then we went and did 3 Kirins, and first 2, you know, we basically, you know, we did in about 25 minutes with the
farming Kirin.
With the mini gods. And then the 3rd one, we went all out, did 2 hours Zergit, and did it in about 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Wow.
From start to finish. Yeah.
Nice.
He didn't even have a chance to pop out, you know, any of the mini gods. You know,
dang.
I mean, this is the 2nd time we've actually done that. So
that's pretty cool.
And since the 1st time I forgot to mention it, and my link shell was like, why didn't you mention it, Squig? I mentioned it. nice. And we can't tease my link shell leader anymore because he finally got his marshal head. So
Sweet.
Cool. Now I'm gonna find something else to tease him about. It's kind of, it's a good thing that he got it, but it's kind of disappointing too because we love making fun of him for it. So
you'll find something if you're determined.
So congrats, Sobius, for getting your Marshall head.
Woo, Sobius, you are the man now, dog.
Woof.
Does he listen to the show? Probably not.
Occasionally some of the guys from the podcast do.
Tell him that we made fun of him and then listen to it.
And then if I forget something, they'll Squig, why did you forget this? So, yeah.
Oh, I hate that. I'm like, you want to be on?
You want to do it? You want to?
Actually, there are a couple of guys from the Link Shell that put in apps. So.
Alright, we'll have to get them out sometime then.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Alright.
One more thing too. Sorry about that. One more thing. I did finish the New Year's event like 5 minutes ago.
Nice.
Awesome.
I had my White Mage Beastmaster going on, so yes! I had a white scan.
I was a thief Beastmaster.
Yeah, awesome. So I had to trade the last lucky rat because I also got a poll today. Kieran's poll. Oh lol, Kieran's poll. So I actually tried trading the Kieran's pole to the lucky rat, and it gave me the message like he took it, but he didn't actually take it.
Weird.
Wait, the lucky mouse? I didn't think the lucky rat gave you anything.
Lucky mouse, same the difference. Mouse. The guy in the front.
The bigger one.
The bigger guy.
Which is kind of weird.
Because I thought it was like give him a Kieran pole.
Because in real life, rats are actually bigger than mice, so I don't know why the mouse.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Backwards.
Oh. What's really going on, Essie?
It's probably a mistake. They probably just made a mistake in the
translation.
Like
yeah.
The one time when there was the event and the Galka was looking for his boyfriend.
That's awesome. Mr. Galka Sublika, where?
We salute you.
Oh, boy.
All right, Fusion, rock, paper, scissors. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Rock.
Super jump.
Oh.
Owned!
Dude, you geeked that up more than it was even intended
cheated.
To be.
Oh, I know, right?
Cheater.
You can go. I don't care.
You can go ahead.
Stinking thinking.
Don't make me pull this podcast over.
No, wow. So this week is, you know, a couple of things here and there. I actually just finished Bastok missions tonight. Got ranked 10.
Congratulations.
Cool.
Go to Windurst and help me with mine.
I didn't like the story for Bastok too much. It seemed like it jumped around a little more than it did for Sandoria.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Sandoria had, like, it actually had a big theme to it, and then, like, Bastok, like... You know, you're learning a little bit about the Galkas, and all of a sudden it's like the, you know, musketeer captain's dad did something, and he's a whiny boy about it, and some dude wants to kill him, and it's like, what?
Love.
Like, it's so out of left field, like, really stupid. But I got that done. Got my flag, so that's pretty cool.
Those flags are smaller than they should be, I think. Don't you think?
I think they're all right. They're like the same size as the things for the conquest checkpoints or whatever.
I think they should be bigger.
Why?
Because that's it. That's all.
You can always do what I did. Stig has nations.
Stig feels the need to compensate.
A big mural that goes all the way around the circumference of your.
It's a big
PS2
word.
PS2 can take
I got
it.
Nothing. I got nothing.
Yeah, the PS2 would crash.
What else? Yeah, PS2 crap.
We finally got to do our Ultima run today for Limbus. That just didn't go well, so I'm gonna move right along.
Yeah, Ultima's, yeah.
Wasn't a fan of him. We did Kieran the other night. Went pretty well. We got a pole, a D-body, and an Osode. Did a nice. Suzaku. Suzy dropped 2 E-head abjurations.
We got all the money drops from Susie.
We're sitting there, like, what dropped, guys? They're just like, lol. E heads. It was alright, though. We actually, there's a link shell on Bahamut. I guess their leader had just stopped playing the game, so we had a whole group of them come out to do Sky with us, and there were a couple people out of there that actually wanted them, so they got a nice little souvenir. We actually just got them into the link shell earlier tonight, so that'll be cool. Got a whole fresh batch of people now to pick on.
Haha, fresh meat.
And inform them about the podcast.
Fresh fish.
Right. Other than that, got my ninja up to 30 via Mr. Coffee's Bard PEL service, which was really nice. I went from like 22 to 30 over the week.
That service cost
$3.99.
Bazillions.
I got my dancer up to 44 and like 99%. I'm like 400 PNL, which is really annoying. I want to get my Hey Samba. That would be fun.
Law dancer.
That would be cool.
You're just jealous, Chin. It's okay.
Law dancer.
Dancer is freaking awesome.
Law dancer.
No, it Law isn't.
Dancer is godly.
Sucks.
Especially when you got, like, Subligar on.
We actually had a guy at my merit party from tonight. It was a samurai sub dancer. And it worked really well, actually. Except for the fact that none of his weapon skills did any damage.
Yeah, that's an issue. But, interesting. But yeah, that's pretty much my week.
Sweet.
Lol dancer.
Alright, I leveled Thief a little bit today, this week.
Why am I not surprised?
Thief, for the win, for the win, for Yay. The win, for the win.
Well, right, he's sticking to this one a little bit better than he stuck to the whole Beastmaster and Samurai.
Yeah, right. I will be going back to Beastmaster. Don't get it
twisted. Dude, you better be. You were so into Beastmaster. We're like,
I'm going back to
what should we call the podcast? Beastmaster's cool. Let's call it Pet Food Alpha.
I'm
now
going,
you're not even
going back to Beast.
Kelly.
Why are you doing it? Like, all right, whatever.
Okay, so I have a rant.
Oh, God.
I was in this party. It was like level 50-ish. Okay, so,
wait, what level's your thief?
51.
Nice.
51, sorry.
Look at you.
No, 50.
You're the man
now. He doesn't
now,
even
dog.
Know what level it is. Look at him.
He's I'm like, 50.
I don't know.
Is this a trick question?
I'm almost 51, that's what it is.
It's like, tell me what level I am.
So, obviously, I'm a puller, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm good at pulling. I'm very good at pulling. I like to consider myself a pretty good puller.
Well, aren't you just a cocky bastard?
So we're in this party for hours, right? I'm pulling, everything's perfect. I link one time with these bats, and normally with a well-stocked party, you know, we should have been able to take the bats out, the link, take it out, and it should have been fine. But everybody died except for me. I fleed and ran out.
Awesome.
Because that's what thieves do. So anyways, I came back in, and I was like, you know, guys, I'm really sorry about that. You know, I didn't see the other bats and blah, blah, blah. This chick in my party started to tell me that this happened because of a lack of experience. And, like, what? She started going on about, like, how Square gave us 75 levels for a reason. And I was like, dude, it wasn't a lack of experience.
What does that have to do with any? What does level cap have to do with you pulling a link?
Were you in the bottom of Garlish?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Then that person just needs to choke on something.
Here's my
rant.
Not
even gonna say it.
My rant is that I hate when people have this attitude like everybody's a noob except for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that pisses me off so bad. It's only happened a couple times to me where someone was actually directing that towards me. One was when I was leveling my Black Mage, and one was when I was leveling this thief just past week. And both times, I was so upset by this that I was like, dude, why am I still playing this game? Seriously. Because, like, there's some people out there that piss me off so bad.
I wouldn't get pissed off by them. I would just laugh. Like, did she honestly relate level cap to you pulling
a
link?
Yeah, she was saying...
How do you do
I was
that?
Saying...
Yeah,
I
no, that's just
her.
Dumb.
That's like... No, I want to, like, really talk is. To her and see, like, how she did this.
Yeah, it's what's
like,
your name? What's your name? I'm sending her tells right now.
I don't
I'm
know.
On Anyways. Your server sending mean people tells.
Well, I told her that the link didn't have anything to do with a lack of experience, and that it was just a mistake, and that it happens. Like, it happens in Garlia's Citadel. It happens in the Dunes.
Yeah,
it happens in Dynamis. Okay, it happens everywhere.
Endgame, yeah. It happens everywhere. It's just a mistake. So, but she was like, all this, you know, I can do this job better than you can.
Did you leave the party?
No, I
would
did
have.
Not.
I would have.
I'm a thief. I can't leave. You don't leave a party. All right, well, that's all I got. So, that brings us into the From the Forum section.
All right,
so last week, From the Forums, we told you to take the word deodorize and do something with it. I know that's kind of hard.
We had some very interesting responses, to say the least.
Okay, so the most interesting response, did you want to...
Yeah, this was from El Cito's. Hey, Mom, have you ever, you know, not felt so fresh? Well, daughter, it's about time to teach you about deodorize.
Deodorize and you.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That was pretty good.
White mages, keeping people fresh for 10,000 years.
I ain't touching that one with a 30-foot pole.
Alrighty. For this week, from the forums, we want you to tell us what your favorite job ability or spell.
So this could be, you know, anything from provoke to spectral jig to, you know, a summon, since that's kind of a magic ability. So
jutsu, obviously, bard spell.
I gotta. I'm kind of wondering now, Stick, what is your favorite magic spell or ability?
I'd have to say my favorite magic spell is sneak because it's the most useful. My favorite ability, I've always been kind of partial to invincible, because when stuff started going south, it was always like, ha ha, invincible, you can't touch me.
There you go, yeah.
Unfortunately, invincible does not count against magic, so there have been times where I've been like, ha ha, and then the Tonberry was like, ho ho. So, but I like invincible. But there are various job abilities that I'm quite partial to.
I think if I had to pick, I'd probably go with, like, spectral jig. Just because, like, it's stylish and useful.
It's awesome. It's free to use.
And yeah, there's, like, no TPs. If you're just, like, chilling around town and you just, like, want to see yourself do a little spin, spectral jig.
The only problem with spectral jig is it doesn't last very long.
It doesn't, but I mean, you know, as long as it doesn't, like, wear off before recast time comes up, it's not a huge issue.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty nice. Alright, so that's it for this week. Go ahead and get posting on what your favorite job or ability is.
Yeah, word. Join us in our forums and let us know what you think. Alright, so I guess that'll take us to our emails. First email comes from BDB Hootie, who we all know is from the Kujata server. He says, so yeah, I'm quitting, guys, and Karen. Thanks for your podcast for the last 6 months. It really made Final Fantasy a more fun thing to play. Unfortunately, recently I've had a big lack of urge to play, and since I got my new computer, I don't really want to reinstall the 25-gigabyte game. So, yeah. Thanks for the laughs. I might creep around the boards every once in a while. Signed, BDB Hootie.
I think he'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back, dude. You've been playing for long enough to where you'll start jonesing for, you know, leveling something or doing something. But seriously, if you are quitting, you can send all of your gil to Stakesmog. You know, care of Stakesmog in Stakesmog House, and I will be glad to look after that for you.
Or you could, like, you know, move over to Bahamut real quick and give me anything.
Word.
You know, whichever.
So, best of luck to you, BDB Hootie, in your future endeavors, or we'll see you back soon.
We'll see you back soon.
Yeah. All right. Next email comes from Deleron of the Fenrir server. He says, "Hey, PFA, thanks for the previous advice on my thief. But now I got a different question. I was doing my first maw in the downs, and I was wandering from zone to zone. I went to Jugner and found out I couldn't get to the zone after it, or to the maw that I knew was there. And I was wondering why that was. At the time, there was a campaign battle that had started, so I thought it might that might have been why, but I'm not sure. I'd like to unlock more maws. Is it possible just to go to them in the present and step through any of them after you get the first one in the downs? Your loyal listener, Beleron of Fenrir."
Yeah, the maws suck. Especially yeah, the one in Jugner.
Jugner sucks. It's like there's a blockade that it's like halfway through the zone where like you run into this blockade. It's like a roadblock.
This is a big wall.
Yeah, it's in the past they have it set up to where you need to actually zone into the new zone. What is it called again?
It's Funcurl
Inlet. So anyways, you have to zone into Funcurl Inlet and go all the way down to the bottom, and then there's a zone you kind of have to zone back out into Jugner. It's set up kind of weird. My advice would be to go to FF Encyclopedia, check out the map they got there, or Atlas, I think it's the same map, but they actually have a color-coded map that kind of shows you where you're supposed to go. Because I don't know, it's tricky. You have to zone in a specific place to get the maw, or you have to zone into a specific place to go to, Sandor.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's like a pain in the butt at the same time with all the air, you know, because you start like right around Juno, and then to get to any nation, you go through an old area that connects, the connection that you would normally use is, you know, it's cut off. So then you use that. And you go to this through a new area, it cuts back into an older area. It's like,
yeah, it's weird the way that I thought that was the biggest pain of all of them. Unfortunately, as far as your question is unlocking the maws, you cannot use the maws unless you have unlocked them in the past. So you have to go and unlock the maw in Jugner. I wish you good luck.
Now, if you've gone to any other towns, if you've zoned into Jugner, you'll be able, any zone in the past, if you've just zoned into it, you'll be able to teleport to it using a campaign arbiter NPC. Yeah, right. So, like, if you've gone to Windy or you've gone to Bastok, you know, talk to the NPC and see, you know, if you got enough allied nodes, you can warp there. And I hear, well, you get warped to the tower where the campaign battle is, and I think that's past the first
it's actually, block, yeah, it's quite, remember, kind of right? In the middle. And actually, if you're going to unlock the maw, it might be a good idea to get teleported to there, because it's kind of right around the corner to where the...
It's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's kind of a cheat, actually, if you will.
I mean, if you've got access to another nation and a campaign arbiter to warp over there, I would recommend it, just so you don't have to deal through the hell of the inlet.
Yeah, Funcurl is an evil place.
Yeah, I remember when I was going through there, like, I saw, like, there was, like, a door, but, like, you couldn't target it, you couldn't go through, it was just, like, there.
Okay.
And it sucked because, like, I read the map wrong, and I thought we were supposed to zone there. I'm like, well, how the hell do you get through here if you can't even target the door?
That's funny.
Like, me and these people,
Did you get lost?
We just, like, took a turn or two early or something like that. Okay. And these other guys were like, what the hell, why can't we go through this?
How do you get the map to that?
For Funcurl Inlet,
caught you off guard.
There's quests to get all the new area maps in the past. They're all pretty easy. One of them you got. What was the name? I know for at least two of them, you just go around in the necropolis and in Garlage Citadel. And you just gotta find, like, these, like, little checkpoints or whatever, and just click it, and then you can get the map or something.
Okay.
I can't remember how to get the one for... I know that's two of them. They're really easy, though.
Okay.
So, no sweat.
I can dig it.
All right.
Word. All right, so that's all the emails that I have for this week. So unless you have something else, sir.
Well, I guess we'll add this on here just because I'm excited. Just got out of Dynamis, and got my my Wurmarmit.
Nice, so dude.
I would be like screaming right now, but I don't want to wake anybody up. It's a little late.
It's amazing.
I'm freaking pumped.
Yeah, dude.
It's like the one that relic piece like I've ever really wanted next to like Samurai Hands. So it was pretty cool. I dumped all my bidding points into them.
Everything? How many was the 22. Just curious.
22? 22. The other Dragoons had 20. So I was like, nice. just above them.
So, very cool. Yeah, maybe one of these days I'll get a Dynamis Link show.
We actually had Paladin drop, too. We had Paladin White Mage and Dragoon from Zarkipire drop. It was a pretty good run.
Nice, man.
Yes.
Do you pay for your runs, or do you, like, contribute? Or
yeah, Link Shell pays for
sponsored? It. Sponsored? Oh, nice. Sweet. I need that kind of arrangement. Oishim.
All right. That's all we got, then.
All right. Well, as always, our website is petfoodalpha.com. Join our forums and let us know what your favorite job ability and or spell is in our From the Forums section. You can send us emails with your questions, comments, etc. to petfoodalpha@gmail.com. As always, thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Fusion.
Goodbye, Fusion.
There you go.
Yeah, see, I got it this time, man.
All right. Good night.